We want to remind everyone to join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, the New York Times this week reported on the sailors and rowers who will be competing at the 2016 Olympics in Rio. In addition to the wind and weather, the athletes will be dealing with what?
Piranha.
That would be cool. But no.
Anacondas.
No.
No, I'm not watching the rowing then. No. I was counting on the piranha and the anacondas. Garbage.
Yes, garbage.
Lots of garbage.
Lots of garbage and sewage in the bay.
Oh!
While the track and field athletes will be dodging muggers over in the track, the sailors and rowers will be facing a fouler obstacle, the water off of Rio, which is basically a huge garbage dump. One racer practicing in the bay, and this is true, says his boat stopped dead when it collided with a sofa.
Ooh.
This could be the greatest Olympics ever.
That's what I mean. It's true. People are like, oh, no, we can't do this. No, you have found a way, Rio, to make sailing the most exciting Olympic sport ever. Who will win, and will their boat dissolve before it reaches the finish line?
Oh, he's coming. He's got a lead. Oh, he couldn't negotiate the sofa.
Oh. Rio should be careful, though. One slip with the Olympic torch and the whole bay will go up like a river in Cleveland. Charlie, this week the city of Denver urged the Colorado Symphony Orchestra to call off a special series of concerts they had planned this summer just for whom?
People who are really stoned.
Exactly right. Ooh. For some reason, the city of Denver does not like the idea of the concerts. They're called Classically Cannabis, the High Note Series, because of course they're called that. The idea is they bring your own weed with a special smoking area, and the orchestra will be performing Mozart Sonata in A minor and Fish's Requiem. The orchestra says they hope to expose a new audience to classical music, and it's already working, according to a guy who just made a bong out of an oboe. It's going to be awful. Like, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is already 30 minutes long. What's going to happen when it's played by a jam orchestra? Anyway, the city asked the orchestra to call off the planned concerts because they're not in compliance with local laws and because the city is not cool.
Man, can you imagine what's going to happen with the 1812 Overture when the cannons go off? Oh, my. Whoa, jeez.
I just want to say, we're going out and doing our show at Red Rocks outside of Denver.
Oh, yes, you are.
In July, and we are cool. This is public radio, of course.
Yeah, that's right. That's
our drug of choice is a well-oaked Chardonnay, but whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
The first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore.